coming to you and holding out. You play hardball with them.
Oh, masterful performance.
How did you get your CSI stars back in?
Well, they claim, and I want to stick to their story, that it was all a misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. You know, when George Eads said he overslept by 3.5 hours on the first day of work.
Right. Right.
So, you know, this has sort of been a common practice that's been going on, that people feel like if they don't show up, they'll automatically get more and more money. And I thought it was important that we put our foot down and basically say, you know what, guys, we have an existing contract. You know, there's a piece of paper here that says you agree to work for however long, 5-6 years. And I, you know, it can't be one way. In other words, if I decide that Georgia, that I want to fire you, I have to pay you off. I have to pay you off. I can't just fire you, mm-hmm. you know, and contract's a contract. So when we basically said when they didn't show up for work and there was that problem, we said, okay, you're off the show, and then we got it all straightened out.
Well, so, I guess that takes care of our idea about having a couple of sick days next week.
I don't think it could be a good idea.
So George Eads did not get a raise. Did you buy him an alarm clock? Did you buy him any?
I did not, but my guess is that, you know, he will get a better alarm clock in the future.
No.
Evidently, he set the clock for 5 p.m. instead of 5 a.m.
That'll do it.
Let me ask you about, I'm reading in the ratings last week, and I see that CBS, of course, wins the week, and it's like they got all the winning time slots. And now you have the crappy Olympics coming up on NBC that nobody's going to watch. Can you guys turn this into a big turnaround for Letterman, who's catching up on Leno? And Letterman's rap used to be, well, nobody watches CBS.
Well, right. Well, you know what? It's changed a lot, and Letterman's ratings are increasing on Leno, and it's doing a lot better. And by the way, a lot of it does have to do with having better shows on at 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. In other words, right now we have CSI Miami on Monday, and Without a Trace on Thursday at 10 o'clock, which are both doing extremely well, and that boosted Letterman's ratings on those nights. And now we're adding another CSI,
right.
CSI New York on Wednesday at 10. So that should help him a great deal. I mean, we had a great year and we're having a great summer. I mean, last week we had 8 of the top 10 shows.
Wow. So. And do you feel that Mr. Letterman has mellowed since he's become a daddy?
My relationship personally and his relationship with the network has never been better. Not even close.
That's great.
And it really is. It's terrific.
Last thing I want to ask him, I know... Yeah, everybody knows you date Julie Chen, and she's on Big Brother, and yes. She's on this on the morning show. Please don't be offended.
Okay.
She is so hot always, especially on the live Thursday night Big Brothers, mm-hmm. when she's out there in Los Angeles doing the eviction.
Oh, that dress.
Now, last week, I commented that she had on, she's an attractive woman. You know this. You live with her.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now going into job-threatening territory.
You're treading in very dangerous waters here, young man. You are treading in very dangerous waters. I will not talk about my personal life or about Julie Chen.
It's not your personal life or hers, but the fact that you are dating and that she had a wonderful outfit on. What I'm wondering is, what is it? Won't you give the girl the morning off the next morning? Here's the deal. She works on the morning show, right?
Okay. What else do you want to talk about while you have me on the line?
Okay, let's move on.
I was just wondering
to the next subject.
I was just wondering, sir,
how's your summer going?
My summer's terrific. I'm having a great summer.
Like
it's,
tonight.
You know, it's great to be here. I'm in sunny California now. I go back and forth between New York and Los Angeles.
How much
life's
sleep?
Good.
How much sleep is she supposed to get tonight?
I told you.
Stop it.
You want me ever coming back again?
He's not going to come back on the show.
I'm not.
It's not your relationship.
No, stop.
Okay.
Up.
All right. Okay. Enough. I won't. Oh. I won't. Okay.
Okay. What else do you want to know?
How are you pleased with the Don and Mike show's performance?
I think you guys are spectacular.
There we go.
I love your ratings. I love the quality of your programming.
Wonderful.
And just keep up the good work, guys.
And all right, then I won't ask you anything else about that. But let me just say, I'm a big fan of hers.
It was nice talking to you, and I'll talk to you again.
Thanks very much.
Come on, you're not really concerned about that, are you?
No, not at all.
He's
not at all, Charles Bronson.
He's a public figure.
My question was a legitimate one, I thought.
Yes.
The turnaround for whether it's his girlfriend or not.
Right.
She has to be on a live show tonight.
Right.
And then she's got to, like, get 3 hours
live
of sleep.
Show on the morning.
And he puts her on a live show in the morning.
Right.
That's all.
Right.
I mean, you would think the boss's girlfriend could get a better deal than that.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have a chance to say that.
Yeah, I know you didn't. Yeah.
He's funny. He's funny in the show business.
He is funny. And I think he'll come back on the show.
No,
I'm reasonably certain he will.
I think he will.
That's right.
Rob, now what are you loading in the train wreck thing? I don't think that was a train wreck.
No.
He's in showbiz. He's the president of CBS.
Now, you know what's nice? Nice having that Beth Ann McBride out there right now. She'll make everything better.
Oh, he's not mad. I guarantee he was doing shtick. I guaranteed that shtick. I was just his day. I did my 10 minutes on your dumb show. This is my way to get out of it.
Right.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
So call his girl. Come on. What was so really? Will everybody tell me what I said that was so bad?
Well, you know, he asked you to stop. And in true Don Geronimo style, you
did. Yeah. Come on, I didn't get the graphic or explain.
Nothing happened, and I think it's fine. We want him to come back on the show.
Sure we do. And we also want him not to fire us. And I don't think he's going to fire us. Everybody stop looking at me like that. This guy asked him about his girlfriend.
That's right. You stopped.
Who's on TV?
You stopped, and I screamed. And it worked out well.
All right. Listen, call back and tell this girl that we liked
having him on the show, and everything's fine.
And listen, how show busy is this? Send him some of our golf balls.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
That's brilliant. Send some of those Pro V1s and say we enjoyed having him on the show.
That's brilliant. Send half a dozen.
You can take the temperature of the situation, can't you, Beth Ann?
Yeah. Did you want me to call back now?
Yes.
Of course.
Come on. Listen, the guy's not really pissed.
He did hang up.
Yeah, he did. That's what a guy who is funny does.
Oh, okay.
Duh. He used to be an actor.
That's right. Your job.
True.
This is when you save us.
Okay, let me hang up and get to saving.
Okay, there's nothing to save. He's
okay.
Cool.
Okay, well, I was going to call her back, and it's not the normal girl. His other assistant is on vacation.
All right, well, call the girl back and say, hey, say we had a great time with him. And then if he says something like, those guys are dead, then we know that we're in trouble. But
absolutely.
He's not going to say that.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Goodness sake. No, I mean, this is, this is when we need that help, please.
Please?
Mike, we're okay.
Please, okay?
Okay. There you go. That was Leslie Moonves.
Yeah.
He's the president of CBS. He's been on our show a couple of times.
I have the MASH theme playing in my head again.
What? Suicide is painless.
Yes.
We got a break.
I'm just thinking about, spending the night with Rob Griffey.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Is there something missing in your life?
Ever make it with a chick?
Is there something you haven't accomplished?
You ever make out with your sister?
Something you wanted but were afraid to ask?
If we want to have a party somewhere, would you and your sister come and make out with each other?
Don't be embarrassed. We know what you're going through.
And I ended up taking my shirt off, and one thing led to another.
And we're here to help.
We kiss.
And touch.
There is some touching.
Howard Stern. Mornings on 106.7 WJFK.
A very long line of brake lights out by 95, about a 30-mile backup there, leaving the Beltway heading all the way into Fredericksburg. You'll find delays off and on through that stretch. It is the JCPenney Memorial Day sale going on now. Save 20 to 60% throughout the store, including 50% off all sandals for the entire family. It's all inside JCPenney. I'm Michelle Hughes for the Don and Mike Show, WJFK.
Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
Did your kid bring home his school's grades? Not his school grades. The school's grades. How does your kid's school compare with the over 1,300 public schools evaluated in the school guide? Find out on WashingtonPost.com. They live here.
We hold two titles in this town. First, more diamonds in one place than any one place in Washington. Second, price. And not merely more diamonds, finer diamonds, certified diamonds. Others may have a handful for you to see. We have 8,000. And over 1,200 ideal cut diamonds from half a carat to 5 carats. The Charleston Alexander price is our importer's price, usually about half. We go to the diamond cutting centers of the world to get it. There is no other way. Price is a big title to hold. When it comes to diamonds, price matters. And if there was a third title for loving diamonds, we'd hold that too. Charleston Alexander Diamond Importers. If you're looking for a diamond, we're the hardest place not to go. Charleston Alexander Diamond Importers. On the web at wherethediamondsare.com. On the phone, 703-931-6200. 703-931-6200. And now, open Sundays.
Memorial Day weekend is traditionally one of the biggest times to buy a new car. Only this year, College Park Honda says, don't. Because this year, only at College Park Honda, you can win that new Honda. That's right. Everyone who walks through our new showroom doors now through Monday has a chance to win a brand new Honda. And when you come, you'll see Memorial Day prices so low, you'll think it's the next best thing to getting your new car for free. Either way, you're going to drive home a winner. So check out our huge selection. Save thousands on the price and thousands more with our low 1.9% financing. Or you might pay nothing at all. Because everyone's got a chance to win a new Honda. Between now and Monday, might as well be you. Only at College Park Honda. Easy to find on Route 1, just a mile south of the Beltway. Exit 25B. Easy to call at 301-441-2900. And easy to serve at collegeparkhonda.com.
Licensed drivers 18 and over. No purchase and no participation in any sales promotion is necessary to enter and win. Ends Monday, May 30th. Call College Park Honda for details.
All right, why is it kids get rewarded for doing everyday things and adults don't? Like, kids get a prize just for opening a cereal box? So why shouldn't adults get a prize for, like, opening a jar of pickles? And if kids can get a lollipop just for showing up to the doctor's office, shouldn't adults get rewarded for showing up to the gym? I mean, where's the prize for doing grown-up things, like picking up the dry cleaning or buying lactose-free soy milk?
Get rewarded with Visa Extras, the program that rewards you for doing everyday stuff like shopping with your Visa check card. Just enroll, sign for qualifying purchases, and start racking up points toward rewards like movie passes, airline tickets, and everything in between. Visit Visa.com/extras or call 1-800-960-8472 to enroll. Visa Extras, your Visa check card just got more rewarding.
Only qualifying purchases are eligible for points. If qualifying purchase does not include PIN-based and ATM transactions, and payments made for certain gift cards, travelers, checks, or money orders. Other exclusions apply. Not all Visa cards are eligible to participate. A program fee may apply. Points are good for 36 months.
It's W. Martin Chevrolet's Memorial 500 Savings Event. 500 cars, trucks, minivans, and SUVs, including used, all marked down with savings up to $12,000. If it's on W. Martin Chevrolet's lot, it's priced to move. W. Martin Chevrolet cars like the all-new Cobalt, Aveo, Malibu with savings up to $6,000. Chevrolet's best-selling cars with over 35 miles per gallon highway and savings up to $6,000. Silverado pickups, Suburbans, Tahoes, and the all-new Equinox with savings up to $12,000. That's right, $12,000. Plus, during W. Martin Chevrolet's Memorial 500 Savings Event, you can buy with zero down and make no payments until August with approved credit. W. Martin Chevrolet will be open Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, Memorial Day.